What's going on? Welcome back to the Redbeard Outdoors podcast. I'm Jonathan, your host, and here at Redbeard Outdoors, I talk about faith, family, fitness, and the outdoors. Today being Tuesday, you get Tinkering Tuesday. On Saturdays, we have full-length episodes where I bring a guest on, hour and a half, where we discuss why I've brought them on. It could be an amazing story that they have to tell. Maybe they're an expert in their field. They could be building a product. There's so many things that can be going into this and why I want them on the podcast. But for you guys, I bring them on so that we can learn and gain knowledge together. And today being Tinkering Tuesday, I do gear reviews, usually 15 to 20 minutes, bring you something that I really enjoy and something that I think would bring you value in your pursuit of wherever this item may fit into your goals. And then every other Thursday throughout the year of 2024, I'm bringing people on to tell you their story as to why they've chosen First Form Outdoors as their choice of community to be able to get what they need out of their health and fitness goals here in 2024 and moving forward. So that's the format, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you haven't yet, which the majority of you guys that watch these episodes have not yet subscribed, please subscribe. And if you're listening to the audio only version, head over to YouTube, subscribe, check out the gear reviews. Like today, they're going to be so much better on YouTube than they are in the audio version. If you are listening to the audio only version, subscribe or follow or whatever the button is and leave a review. It helps way more than you know. It takes you a couple seconds of your time. And if you have a question on how to leave a review, shoot me a message. I'll help you out with that. But it's pretty simple on most platforms. So with that being said, guys, today I have an excellent item that I want to bring to you that I think any home should have if you're going to be cutting your own arrows, if you're going to be tinkering around at all with stiffness of arrows, arrow weight, etc. This is going to be an item for you. It's called the Mod Saw. The Mod Saw. So we're going to get into that here shortly, guys. I'm excited to bring that to you. Before I bring to you the Mod Saw, I do want to remind you, if you're listening to this or watching this in March, we are doing March Madness, where GoRuck and I have teamed up to where all you have to do is click the link down below, fill out your information just so I can contact you via that way rather than Instagram or any of the other ways that the scammers out there are contacting you. And you tag us, as in GoRuck, this page, Redbeard Outdoors, and Redbeard's gear page, and every single time you ruck, whether you choose to put a post or a story, however it may be, I'd love to see it. I love seeing people getting out. There's a lot of families getting involved in this, a lot of people that are out there getting after it. So I'm excited to see that. But what you're going to win, if I have it, I do have it. You're going to win a ruck plate carrier from Go Ruck. Super well built. It's going to have the chest strap, and it's basically, I mean, this is the way to ruck, guys. If you're going to ruck with a plate or any kind of weight, this is the way to go. You can do workouts with it. It's got good padding on the shoulder pads, as you can see there. And it's got a handle. So you guys can do workouts with it as well, other than just rucking. But this will up your rucking game for sure. Go Ruck is an amazing group. And they make awesome equipment. And you'll be able to pick the weight plate of your choice. So check out the link down below and get in on that giveaway. Now let's get into this with Mod Saw. So if you haven't seen it yet, this is the Mod Saw. So this is the back side of it. If it'll focus on the saw itself. There we go. So if I scoot back, you can see it a little bit better. There we go. Okay, so there's a couple pieces of this that I'm going to go through with you guys. But it's a very simple design, but perfect for what it needs to do. So what you can do with this saw is you can cut your arrows, you can square your arrows, and you can spin your arrows as well to get that spin test to make sure that your broadheads are not, there's no wobble or anything along those lines. Those are the three big things that you're going to get out of this piece of equipment, and it's priced well below any other just plain saw that doesn't have any of the other extras to it. So on top of that, they're amazing guys down in just wanting to make sure that you get the best equipment in your home setup, whatever it is for cutting arrows. getting things done at home with your archery setup. So here's where you're going to start. So this house is the energy port, and there, right there, is where you are going to plug it into the wall. It's relatively quiet, which should be. And then there on the back, you've got your port where you can put, that's a 1-inch. And then they also have an adapter. If you have a bigger vacuum attachment that you want to put in there, you can just plug your vacuum in right there and it'll suck all that dust out as you're cutting your arrows. There you go. So let's move from that to the actual saw itself. So the saw blade is right here. And you can see there's some dust there from where we're cutting arrows. And I mean, all I can tell you guys is this thing cuts very, very good. And not only good, but it cuts pretty square. We compared it to a couple of the other saws that were in the shop up at Wild Arrow. It was very similar. And on top of that, they send you blade replacements, and it's pretty simple to replace that blade right there. So, I mean, again, simple, efficient. And then, so you've got the blade right there. What you have here are a couple of support pieces, and this can be adjusted based on your arrow length and where you need the support pieces to be. So you can slide that down, screw it in based on the length of your arrow. This is where the end of your arrow goes. And I always recommend going carbon to carbon because NOx change, etc. Let's check out all the variables. So you want to go carbon to carbon and measure that based on your draw length and where you want your arrows. I like to cut my arrows personally as short as possible so I can make them stiffer, cut, you know, save some weight on the arrows. And just overall, it's worked out best for me to cut the arrows as short as possible without having to have an overdraw. And we can go down that rabbit hole that some people did for a while with archery, but I definitely have not, and I was not around during those times. So that being said, these two supports, so this is the support piece in between the back end where your arrow will sit, the support piece, and then the saw, of course, has the support right there that you can rest your arrow on and then cut it. So you have the two support pieces that are fully adjustable. And on the top here, you've got, let me flip this around so you can see the numbers. So you have, well, maybe it's reversed. Hold up. There we go. So you can see the numbers there. So you're going to slide this based on your carbon to carbon measurement, and that little arrow will adjust to where your carbon to carbon measurement is. Okay. Place the back end of the arrow there, then it will rest here, and then you cut the arrow there. Perfect. Okay. So that's that side. Now, once you've cut your arrow, then you're going to want to square your arrow. So we're going to flip it over. And on this side of the saw, you have the squaring tool, if I can show that. It's right here, this part right here that I'm tapping. So the squaring tool, if I can get that close enough for you to be able to see. See, there we go. You can see where there's some carbon residue left over from where I was squaring my arrows. But there you go. It's a little tab of basically sandpaper type material. And they send replaceable discs as well. And all you have to do is replace the disc once it gets worn out. You've used it quite a bit. But it comes with that right there, that piece. And then you get ball bearing spinners here and here. So two sets of ball bearing spinners, which is going to give you a super smooth roll as you're squaring your arrows. Let's see if we can, there we go. I'm going to show that in the diagonal there. So you're going to put your arrow on here and here. Let's see if I've got an arrow around here that I can show you. So this has a tip on it, but for effect's sake, there you go. So you put your arrow there and you spin it with the arrow touching the squaring tool right there. As you can see, the tip is touching the squaring tool. All right. once you've squared it, then you put your insert in or whatever. This is the glue-in system by Evolution. You put that system in. And then there's a little piece right here that many people may not know about. But this was an awesome little addition to this system that I really enjoyed. So that right there, you see that little black line? That little black line is so that when, I don't have a broadhead on this one, but when you've got it here on the spinner, you want to line that black line up with your tip, like so, there we go. And then as you spin that arrow, you will be able to see if your broadhead has any wobble, left or right, whatever. And if you're doing it with a glue-in system or with hot melt, you'll be able to go through and change your, basically where your broadhead is located, see if that affects the wobble at all and gets the wobble taken out of it. But that little feature right there is fantastic. I can't believe that they thought of it, but I think it's awesome that they thought of it. I don't know any other saw that has thought of that. So you get your awesome upgraded ball bearing spinners here, which these things are so smooth, guys. And then on top of all of that, once you get done cutting, squaring, mounting your all of your equipment to your arrow, you can spin it, like I said here, with the broadhead. That checks the broadhead tune, but also you can check your field points and make sure everything is good to go, because you don't want things to be coming out spinning a little off. You want it to be spinning nice and as perfect as possible, so as it goes through the air, it's as smooth as possible and you don't have any wobble, which in turn would cause your left or rights or ups or downs, depending on how that arrow is wobbling, and cause you to miss, whether that's the target or whether you're out hunting. We don't want you to miss. So there you go. Everything else, guys, I mean, a strong construction here on the end of each side. You've got two holes, so you can mount that to a table if you would like it to mount it to a table. Let's see here. So you can mount that side to the table right there. And then you've got this little extra support piece that slides back and forth right here. So as it's sitting down, it's like an extra foot, footing on the ground. Or whatever table, 2x4, etc., that you're mounting it to. So there you go, guys. I mean, it's pretty simple, but there's so many tools in this. Again, you've got the measuring tape, you've got the saw itself, you have the vacuum port, you have the squaring tool, you have the spinner test for the broadhead spinner test with that mark right there. You have the ball bearing spinners, which are adjustable depending on how far apart you want them. You have three supports to be able to hold your arrow up as you are working on cutting your arrow. So, guys, I mean, outside of that, I don't know what else to tell you except that this tool is fantastic. I recommend that anyone who is working on their arrows at home just grab this tool, because this tool will save you from having to buy a saw, a spinner, and a squaring tool all in one right here. And it's for a very great price. So definitely go check out Mod Saw. Those guys over there are fantastic. Again, we put this saw up against the test with other saws that are dedicated to just being saws at the shop. And obviously they go through lots and lots of arrows at the shop. This thing cut just as square as them, did a fantastic job, and was even more quiet than the saws at the shop. And they did a great job. The guys over at Mod Saw did a fantastic job. So super stoked about this product. You guys go check them out. I'll leave the links down below. And also, of course, don't forget to get entered in to the March Madness giveaway with Go Ruck, so you can up your rucking game, which in turn is great training for the mountains as you are looking to pursue mule deer, elk. Maybe you're traveling to a different country, maybe you're going after bears, maybe you're going after whitetail, whatever it may be. You got to get out and train. So with that being said, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you have a fantastic day. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't yet, or follow if you're listening in to the audio only version, and like this video. Thank you so much. Have a fantastic one. And of course, get out, live your life, and love it.